Hello, I'm cellist Zuul Bailey. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Hazel and I'm 6 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Hazel. Hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Novel Nutcracker Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We have one last Quizlet hint coming up for you after the music today. All week, we've found some very cool arrangements of music composed by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky for his uber-famous ballet, The Nutcracker. So far this week, we've heard some really creative musicians reimagine Tchaikovsky's work in some pretty bold ways. We've heard bluegrass, big band, even vocal a cappella all represented. How much more clever can it get? Well, today's selection is The Chinese Dance. Now, as far as the storyline goes, yesterday we explained that after Clara Edwards is transported to the Kingdom of Sweets, she's treated to several dances by sweets and treats that have come to life. The dancer in today's music is tea. This is also known as the Chinese dance, since the Chinese are known for their tea, among many other things. Now, here's the version that came from Tchaikovsky's imagination. Today, we'll hear a version played in the style of klezmer music. Klezmer is a musical tradition of Ashkenazi Jews of Eastern Europe, typically used as dance music or celebration music like you might hear at a wedding. It's a very old tradition and there's not much known about its origins and history. It's just one of those things that's been handed down from generation to generation. There's a heavy influence of Romani music since the Roma people and the Ashkenazi Jews lived pretty closely with each other in Eastern Europe. So here is our nifty klezmer version of Chinese tea. It's performed by Shirim. And there you have it, our blend of Eastern European klezmer music with Chinese tea. That was the Chinese dance from The Nutcracker by Peter Tchaikovsky, performed by the klezmer group Shirim on Classical IPR. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear what our genius friend of electronic instruments, Wendy Carlos, does with Tchaikovsky's minty-flavored music. Okay, kids commuters, Quizlet time. All week we're asking you this question. We're dropping you some hints. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you an envelope with a little tiny prize in it, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze, which we just gave away, so that's coming up next month. All right, here's the question. In what country did the Nutcracker doll originate? Now, I want to straighten out one hint from yesterday because I had a slip of the tongue. I said that this place was separated during World War II. This particular nation was separated after World War II in 1945. Maybe that'll make the definitive answer for you, but here are some more hints for you. Famous foods from this country include bratwurst, sauerkraut, schnitzel, potato salad, pretzels, and strudel. What is this country? And by the way, many of you are catching on, so we've got some Quizlet aces to congratulate. From Traverse City, Fulton, Gwyneth, Mario, Hector, and Catherine, Luke, Walter, and Arthur. We also have Noah and Asher in Cedar, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin, Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs, Dorothy and Parker and Zoe and Jonas in Memphis, Tennessee, and Lyndon in Frankfurt. Good job, everybody, for getting those answers right. And do you know what the answer is now? If you do, send us the answer in a text message. Do not forget your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And we'll answer this question tomorrow. That's it for Kids Commute for today. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio. Woo.